Coming to you from the bottom of Lake Agassiz, welcome to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO. I'm your host, Doug Lear, thanking you for allowing us to be a part of the Easter weekend of 2014, second weekend of turkey season in North Dakota. Spring turkey season opened up last Saturday, and Easter weekend, Good Friday yesterday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, Earth Day on Tuesday. Lots of different signature activities going on for this weekend. And I will say on this Easter weekend that beyond the Christian significance of Easter Sunday, the time that people spend with friends and family, where often in this society, and I will not for a second give the excuse of this busy world, this busy society, this 24-hour news cycle, and busier now than we've ever been. It really seems like it comes down to Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, maybe the 4th of July, sprinkle in a Labor Day and a Memorial Day, in different levels of relaxation or connection with friends and family that it might be. And some people would give the excuse of, oh, I've just got so much going on, I'm so busy. We still have 24 hours in a day. And there were 24 hours in a day in 1990. There were 24 hours in a day in 1970, 1950, going back. And while we may try to reduce a little bit of our own, guilt of not spending enough time with friends and family because that we're so busy, that's kind of the connection that we try to make. I always think back of what we're busy with, and we're not busy getting our sawed home shored up, and we're not busy chopping wood. Oh, my pharmacist, Brandon, he might be busy chopping wood. Him and his family, they still chop lots and lots of wood. And there's still other people listening that chop lots and lots of wood too. But my point in all of this is if you can't take time to pick up the phone, you might live thousands of miles or hours away, whatever. Pick up the phone, call your mom, call your dad, call your son, call your daughter, and enjoy the Easter holiday weekend that it is. In terms of the outdoors, it's also nice for people to get an opportunity to maybe go on a turkey hunt on Easter Saturday afternoon or after church on Sunday, or woke up Saturday morning and went out turkey hunting. That's a real fun connection for a lot of people, and the tradition is definitely alive. Other people, this is also one of the benefits of living in North Dakota, that our fishing season never closes. Greg Power is the chief of the fisheries division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And April 1st, you needed a new fishing license. It kind of marks the beginning of a new season of fishing in North Dakota, doesn't it, Greg?
Yep, a new season's upon us again. And one big change this year than other years is that there's been an increase in the cost of the fishing license. Last winter, the legislature pretty much across the board, all fishing and hunting license increases. For fishing, they become effective April 1st. Again, it's across the board. There's a fairly substantial increase, but you know, the reality, we haven't had, at least for a fishing license, we haven't had a substantial increase. I think we've had a dollar increase since 1988. So they'll be paying a little bit more, but it's a 365-day-a-year season.
Greg Power, Fisheries Division Chief for the North Dakota Game and Fish Farm. Greg, let's talk about some of the changes. And coming up here in just a couple of weeks, the paddlefish snagging season opens. That's a season that's undergone a lot of tweaks and adjustments over the course of years, and this set of regulation period is no different. It's been a season where a lot of options were looked at for paddlefish snagging season framework and regulations.
Well, there are new regulations like you spoke to. However, they're pretty minor in the scheme of things, the changes we have pending for next year or next 2 years, because we have a two-year proclamation. Paddlefish is one of them. And, you know, if we backtrack a year ago, we did get through the legislature the ability to have a lottery. And because of that, I think there's a lot of expectations with the public that we're going to have a lottery in place this year.
Sure.
That didn't happen. But we did. What we're not going to have the lottery, but we did have to tweak some of the regulations. Fairly minor, but people need to look at the fishing guide to see what has changed.
And that's one of the points that we always try to emphasize, is it's so easy in this day and age just to ask your buddy or ask the guy at the bait shop. And sometimes they're right. But if you do want to find out for yourself, the fishing guides are available all over the place. They're free. They're pocket-sized. You can get your fishing regulations on your phone, the Game and Fish Department website, links at kfgo.com. But the worst thing that you can do is just blindly, especially something as unique as paddlefish snagging season. I also understand that the paddlefish snaggers are very in touch and in tune, because anytime there is a tweak or an adjustment, it can change the planning as to when you're going to go or if you're going to go and where you're going to go and that sort of thing. So definitely now is the time before you head out fishing to check some of those things out. One thing that doesn't change is what spring and fishing are all about.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Oh, man. I play these every year, and I know why. Because that, my friends, is what the outdoors is to me and a lot of you folks listening, especially on these special holiday weekends. Easter weekend on the mighty 790 KFGO. Greg Power is the Fisheries Division Chief for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. What other changes in regulations? Bow fishing? We've got that in North Dakota. Find out next on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome back to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm your host, Doug Lear, on this Easter holiday weekend, the second weekend of turkey season in North Dakota. Spring snow goose season, turkey season, it's going on right now. So when, in terms of people thinking that, well, maybe things kind of slow down in the month of April, or they're just trying, kind of starting to pick up a little bit. I know many people won't be fishing until May, until all the ice is off, the boat ramps are all ready for them, the access points as well. But I also do know that there's a lot of folks that love the fact that when the weather is right, when the banks are dry, when the river is open and the lakes are ready, you don't have to wait till the calendar in May of Minnesota tells you that you can go fishing. It's your choice. You can hold off. You can wait. I'm not telling you that you have to go fishing because it's open, but that's one of the fun things. And we can see the interest in fishing when you see a lot of the folks from Minnesota that travel to the Missouri River, for instance, for the early season walleye bite. And with all full disclosure, there's a lot of North Dakotans that for the pageantry and the celebration at the Minnesota Fishing Opener is that head to Minnesota for that opener as well. As I always say, to each his own. That's what I love about the outdoors. There's nothing that says that when you buy your fishing license, you must use it a minimum of 30 times a year, that you can't use it more than 100 times a year. Some people might fish the Minnesota Opener just once, buy that weekend license. Some people may choose to fish in North Dakota just once, twice, whatever it might be, and that suits their fancy. Now, Greg Power is the Fisheries Division Chief for the North Dakota Game and Fish. Well, Greg, we're talking about fishing regulation changes, and not just simply for angling and for paddle fishing, for some of our spearfish, our bow fishing, our a lot of changes that we need to get in our listeners up to date on.
Right, bow fishing and spearing too, not dark call spearing, but open water spearing.
Right.
We liberalized that slightly. We extended the season. Bow fishing now starts April 1st. It used to be May 1st. And then we also gave them 2 months in the back end. So it runs through November, April 1st through November. Spearing opens May 1st and runs through the end of November. So there's a little more opportunity there now. Remember, that's for non-game species only.
I know you look at how other states are doing it, not saying that the way South Dakota is doing it or Minnesota is doing it is the way North Dakota should do it. I'm not saying that whatsoever, but some states are tightening up some of their restrictions, aren't they?
They have been. I'm not specific to bull fishing, but in general, North Dakota, we've been very, very fortunate with, again, if you fish, you know what's, especially if you fish for the last 20, 30 years, you've known what's occurred on the landscape. We have record opportunity, record number of lakes out there with good fish populations. That has allowed us to not have to become very restrictive with our regulations. And in fact, if you go back, again, 20, 30 years, we've probably become less restrictive, which is definitely the exception to the rule compared to other states. I mean, you know, you have a finite resource, only so many fish, so many water bodies, and an expanding population of us as humans, most states have had to become more conservative. We've been able to become actually a little more liberal with our regulations now. 10 years from now, there's no guarantee. 10 years from now, that might change.
He's Greg Power. I'm Doug Lear. You're listening to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO. North Dakota's fishing regulations are rolled out for a 2-year period. So these regulations, which went into effect on April 1st, go through 2016, the rest of 2014, all of 2015, then April 1st, 2016, the next round of regulations will come into play. And Greg Power, Fisheries Division Chief, we have covered paddlefish, bow fishing, spear fishing, other fishing regulations that we need to update.
Right. You know, you got the paddlefish season changes and you got bow and spear fishing changes. Probably the third only really other substantial change. And again, that's only on probably maybe a dozen, 15 lakes statewide that we truly have crappie populations. But we did do a statewide reduction in the crappie limit. It used to be 20 fish daily, 80 in possession. It's 10 daily, 20 in possession. So maybe Jamestown Reservoir, Pipestem, Odland Dam. There's a handful of lakes that will impact a few people. But by and large, we're not a crappie state to start out with.
As we mentioned, the new fishing license needed April 1st. The new boat registration certification period came into effect as well.
Right, and that's a good point. Along with fishing license increase, so did the boat registration costs went up. And that was effective actually January 1st. So we're in a new 3-year cycle on boat registrations. Everybody should make sure, you know, not just to have your new fishing license, to make sure your boat is properly registered.
And if you're looking at your boat and you're wondering, if you're looking out the back window and you can see the boat, you haven't got it ready to go yet, check and see if it's got a red registration on it, you've got the new one on there. So make sure that your boat registration, that little sticker that shows the state of North Dakota, make sure that that is red. Now, Greg Power, Fisheries Division Chief for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, appreciate him taking some time over this Easter holiday weekend to help us with an update from things that are going on in the fisheries world of North Dakota Game and Fish. We've mentioned a lot of the different regulations, and one thing that I want to do, though, is to run down so you understand that your fishing license cost did increase from $10 to $16. That's across the board. That's something that is not just been done from fishing licenses. Your sportsman's license increased up to $50. This has all been done legislatively. It was not something that was done by North Dakota Game and Fish. And as Greg mentioned earlier on in the program, is we haven't had fishing license increases in a long, long time. And it's not just fishing license. Your sportsman's license, your small game license, if you buy them separately, your deer tag. Your deer tag, for as long as I could remember, was $20. And this year, it'll be $30. And one other point to bring up on that, as you're prepared to pay more, is that the price of gas is still going to cost a lot more than your fishing license. You're going to spend a lot more money on gas than you are on your fishing license or your deer license or your small game license throughout this year. And our fishing and hunting licenses haven't gone up for like 25 years across North Dakota. It's a very small part of how much you spend in terms of just financially to spend time outdoors. And North Dakota does not get money from the general fund. I've had people mention that in the past. Well, North Dakota's got a huge budget surplus. Why are we having to pay more for our fishing and hunting licenses? Quite frankly, we generate our funds for North Dakota Game and Fish through license fees and through excise taxes. Excise taxes already worked into the cost of buying a new shotgun or a rifle or ammunition. And our deer license allocation from $159,000 down to $59,000, that's a significant adjustment in revenue coming into North Dakota Game and Fish. So when people say that the state general fund is flush, it is. But that money doesn't come into North Dakota Game and Fish. And I say that with a degree of pride that we are self-funded. Unless you hunt or fish in North Dakota, you can't say Game and Fish needs to do this because I'm a taxpayer. You can pound on the podium that Game and Fish needs to do this, especially if you buy a hunting license or a fishing license. You're listening to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO. Up next, a Central Dakota Outdoors Report with Pat Stockdill. Welcome back to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO. I'm your host, Doug Lear, on this Easter holiday weekend. Hope you have a chance to spend some time with friends and family, with neighbors, with relatives, whoever it might be, and also spend a little bit of time outdoors as well. We are into the second weekend of turkey season in North Dakota, so if you've got a turkey tag, good luck to you. I know some people that travel distances. My neighbor Brad turkey hunts west of Minot and doesn't make the opener and will be making the opener. So for some people, turkey season just starting. And the turkey season itself goes through May 18th. So does the spring snow goose season. That goes through May 18th as well. And even though the big majority of snow geese might not be near you, I would venture to say until probably May 18th, there's going to be juvenile stragglers that will continue to sneak on in to North Dakota and on through North Dakota. So if you are looking for an excuse to get outdoors the Easter weekend, snow goose season is open. If you have friends or family visiting, non-residents are eligible to hunt the spring snow goose season for a $50 non-resident snow goose tag. You can buy that online. You could be listening right now. You can go to the Game and Fish Department website, log in, buy the license, keep a PDF, an electronic copy of the license, and you're legal, and you're good to go. Those days don't count against if you're coming back in the fall, where you're limited in the number of days to hunt waterfowl in North Dakota. These days, spring snow goose conservation season do not count against those days. If you're looking for a little bit of fishing, the Red River is open, and the season doesn't close on the Red River. Fishing season does not close on the Red River. You do need a fishing license. If you're from Minnesota, you fish the Minnesota side of the bank with your Minnesota license. Otherwise, you can buy a non-resident North Dakota license to fish the North Dakota side if you'd like to do it that way as well. But there are some specific regulations on the Red River. Actually, all waters east of Highway 1, instead of having to worry about where the vehicular bridges are, is that on the Red River, any waters, the Cheyenne River east of Highway 1, the daily in possession limit on catfish is 5. There is a 1-over trophy limit of 1 catfish over 24 inches. On the Red River, the daily and possession limit for walleye, sawgeye, it's 3, the daily and possession limit. Doesn't mean you can have 3 walleye or 3 sauger, 3 sawgeye. 3 aggregate. So you could have 2 walleyes and 1 sauger. That's your daily and your possession limit. Definitely much different than any other waters in North Dakota. Daily in possession limit for northern pike is 3. 3, 3, 3. Remember those numbers. 3, 3, three. Three walleye, daily in possession. Three northern pike, daily in possession. Let's shift gears now as we take a moment, catch my breath, and bring in Pat Stockdale. You read her work in Minnesota Outdoor News, Dakota Country Magazine, other mediums across the area. The very well-respected and award-winning writer, outdoors communicator. And she connects with us each week with a Central Dakota Outdoors report. And I know Easter weekend is a big weekend for people to get outdoors. Not because there's as much to do of duck hunting and goose hunting and pheasant hunting and deer hunting, but fishing, snow goose hunting, turkey hunting. A lot of fun to get outdoors. And Pat Stockdale, what's cooking outdoors this week?
Welcome to the Central Dakota Outdoors Report, a look at fishing and outdoor activities throughout eastern North Dakota and the Missouri River System. At the risk of sounding extremely redundant, for yet another week we have limited activity on many North Dakota lakes. It's because Mother Nature just doesn't want to relinquish her grip on winter. The colder, snowy weather means ice remains on most lakes, although some have open water shorelines, so northern pike fishing is an option. Another thing to try would be any open water areas along bridges, such as along Devil's Lake. River fishing might be the best bet for anglers, including the Cheyenne, Red, and James Rivers, in areas where it's dry enough for shoreline access. The Missouri River is muddying up around Bismarck Mandan because of the runoff, but upstream, where the cold, clear water enters the tail race below Garrison Dam, anglers are finding a few fish from both boat and shore. Lake Sakakawea is opening up on the far west end around Williston, but otherwise there's just open water along the shorelines in most areas. Look for some pike success in the midsection and a few locations along the east end. Again, that's from shore. Turkey hunting is underway, and southeastern hunters are finding turkeys off coulee edges, and birds are still lingering near sheltered areas such as farmsteads. There, they're feeding on leftover corn and silage. The opening weekend found okay decoy and calling success, but it's early yet, so spot and stock is still effective. Side roads and township roads are still soft in some areas, including around Ransom County, so walk into places when possible. And finally, the big push for light geese is largely over, but some birds are still trickling into and out of North Dakota.
I always appreciate Pat Stockdale connecting with us with a Central Dakota Outdoors report. I was talking about some of the limits and the regulations on the Red and Bois de Sioux rivers as well. That's specific to the Red River. I should also mention, too, that if you, no matter where you're fishing, aquatic nuisance species regulations need to be adhered to. Drain the live well. Pull the plug at the access site before you leave. Drain the live well. Pull the plug. And remove any aquatic vegetation from your boat trailer, from the prop, anything stuck onto the motor. Aquatic nuisance species regulations are in effect in North Dakota. They're in effect in Minnesota and can result in fines. So stop and take a moment and make sure that you have the live well drained, the plug pulled, and remove the aquatic vegetation from the trailers and the props and all that sort of stuff as well. Coming up next on the weekend edition of Outdoors Live, a Minnesota Outdoors Report. CJ Johnson, our guest on the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome back to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm your host, Doug Lear. Wanted to mention here, we're just going to be connecting with CJ Johnson here with the Minnesota Outdoors Report as we do each and every week. For our Minnesota listeners and our North Dakota listeners, if you like to bear hunt in Minnesota, they are open to residents and non-residents for their spring bear hunting season. The deadline is Friday, May 2nd, and we've got full details available at kfgo.com. But if you'd like to apply, there's going to be 3,750 licenses available in 11 different permit areas. That's the exact same number of licenses issued last year. And A bear license costs $44 for residents, $250 for non-residents. For North Dakota, if you want to hunt bear this fall in Minnesota, $250. The season is September 1 through October 12, September 1st through October 12th. So if you're drawn in the lottery, you're notified around the mid to late part of May, and then you still have to purchase that license. Any remaining unpurchased licenses then are available starting at noon Wednesday, August 6th. They do have an unlimited number of bear licenses for their over-the-counter in the no-quota areas. That's in East Central and Northwestern Minnesota. They estimate the Minnesota state bear population at 17,000 in 2008. In 2014, about 10,000 to 15,000. So they reduced the number of bear licenses, fewer hunters harvesting bears, and allowing a gradual slow increase in a managed increase in the bear population. All available, details available at kfgo.com. And whether it's Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Arbor Day, President's Day, whatever the holiday is, we still connect with our good friend CJ Johnson on each weekend. It's a regular feature on the weekend edition of Outdoors Live. CJ Johnson has spent a career covering the outdoors in Minnesota. He's a Lisbon, North Dakota native. And I know CJ, that we get to this time of year, and quite frankly, people, resorts, anglers alike, are just getting ready for the Minnesota fishing opener. It's kind of that in-between time of the year. But nonetheless, we like to visit with you and just get a little flavor for what the outdoors is all about this Easter holiday weekend. CJ, thanks for joining us. How you doing this weekend, my friend?
Hey, very good, Doug. Good to talk to you. And I was just mentioning all those holidays. I wrote them down because I think I keep forgetting a few of them. But we have indeed officially hit the tween season in Minnesota fishing, and we're all patiently sitting by quietly waiting for the walleye opener in May. And then a bunch of folks are going to go wet a line. In fact, in Minnesota alone, let alone all our good visitors, there's about 1 million folk holding a license every year. Now, personally, I will be sitting in my boat, geared up and on its trailer in the garage until that May. And also, my wife has promised to bring you food. Of course, she did that last year, too, and I lost 11 pounds. But, well, that might be an exaggeration, but fishing is a big deal in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And here's what I can tell you on this clean week here. The waters in Minnesota are mostly closed to the taking of most fish during this time. That's allowed the fish to go and spawn and so forth without being bothered. And a good share of the ice on the waterways, and I can't exaggerate this at all, is very unpredictable. So be careful. Please call ahead to any area you think you might want to travel to look for some canned fish. But while we wait for the water to soften, I'd kind of like to offer something for everybody. Angler and not just a ponder, just a touch now. Most recently, my senior memory kicked in, which is rare, but I remembered writing somebody gave me a few years ago that said a lot, a whole bunch of words here, so let's look at it.
Okay.
Senior citizens are constantly, you know, being criticized for every conceivable deficiency in the modern world, real or perceived. However, upon reflection, I'd like to point out that it was not, N-O-T now, not senior citizens who took the melody out of music or the pride out of appearance. Seniors didn't take the commitment out of marriage or the responsibility out of parenthood either. And they didn't take the learning out of education, the service out of patriotism, or the dedication out of employment. And seniors are certainly not the ones who eliminated patience and tolerance in personal relationships and interactions with other humans. As seniors, however, do understand the meaning of patriotism and remember those who fought and died for our country. In fact, does anybody under the age of 50 know the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? What about the last verse to My Country Tis of Thee? Mm-hmm. Now just look at seniors with tears in their eyes and pride in their hearts as they stand at attention when these songs are sung. Yeah, I'm a senior citizen, and seniors are, really, the life of the party, even though it only lasts till 8 o'clock. Now, seniors are very good at opening childproof caps with a hammer, and many seniors are awake long before their bodies are allowing them to get up. And totally, seniors are aware that other people's grandchildren are not as cute as ours. I'm not really grouchy. I just don't like traffic and waiting and crowds and lawyers and loud music, unruly kids, politicians, and, well, a few other things I can't seem to remember right now. But I am a walking storeroom of facts. I just lost the key to the dang door. Now, I'm a senior citizen, and I think I'm having a time of my life. Now, before you poo-poo any of these comments or shove an iPod bud somewhere in a body cavity, remember one very important thing. Maybe, just maybe, if you are really lucky, you too will become a senior citizen. Because, you see, seniors have done something none of you younger folks have ever done. We made it this far.
Oh, yes.
See you on the water this spring, gang. Remember, fishing's always great. It's the catching where you got to work on.
Oh, yes, indeed. Amen to that. And, folks, if you want to read what CJ has, go to kfjoe.com on the Outdoors Live page. We've got it posted as well because it does. It does ring true because I know a lot of you folks listening probably need to thank one of those seniors for maybe taking you fishing, maybe introducing you to fishing. Great stuff, CJ Johnson. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Doug. Anytime. Have a good one.
Certainly, certainly. Always enjoy the outdoors updates from Minnesota with CJ Johnson as we are into the Easter weekend of 2014. And that's going to wrap things up for the Outdoors Live portion of the weekend edition on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Hope you have a chance to spend some time with friends and family this Easter holiday weekend. And a big thank you goes out to Bob Harris, the executive producer of the weekend edition of Outdoors Live. He podcasts this program for all of us. And, you know, I say for me because he does the work for me, and I sincerely appreciate the expertise of Bob Harris. And for you to download and to listen to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live. It's also a blog at kfgo.com as well. So until Monday morning at 6:20 with an Outdoors Live update, I'm Doug Lear reminding you, as always, keep your lines tight and your powder dry. Have a great one out there.